And we're back again, Brew Brothers.
We are at episode 14.
Hold on a second. Why's your mic not on? I can't hear you.
Am I up now?
I can't hear Alan. Oh, no, I can't.
See, hello now.
I can hear you now, Alan. There you go. He's good. All right.
We're now
good.
We're cooking with a little gas.
All right, cool. We're at episode 14, Alan.
Gobble, gobble all the beers.
Gobble, gobble all the beers, all the cheers. I guess we're in the Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving mode, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to celebrate a little bit.
Yeah, we might as well gobble, gobble all the beers.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Paul's here. What's up, Paul?
Not too much, man. Glad to be here as usual. Yeah. Oh, you good? I got short all of a sudden. Hold on.
Yeah, you
got
to get a little taller there, Paul. Whoop. There you go. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Just like Mario.
Yeah. All right, gobble, gobble all the beers. Holiday cheers. Thanksgiving's up, guys. And, you know, what's going on in the world of beer? Well, actually, I know a little bit that's going on in the world of beer. The world of beer. Hey. Breweries are popping up everywhere now, right? Bigger than ever now, ever.
They're like podcasts.
They are like podcasts, right? However, they're even closing at a big rate, too.
Yeah, just as fast as you open one closes.
Yeah, so it's like one opens, two closes, or something like that. But they're everywhere, and everybody's making beer, and some people are making great beers, and people are not. And some people who make great beer probably won't make it. The economy is just that bad.
I'm kind of curious about it, too, because, I mean, the big... Like
the big boys,
where they make the beer, those can't be cheap.
No, they've
got. So when you look at the term and the scale of how production works right now, you see, like just recently, New Belgium, like a couple years ago, New Belgium, sold their company to a Japanese company, Kirin or something like that, and they're the company that makes Sapporo.
Yes.
And all those. So New Belgium was self-employed, which was insane. They're one of the only few that's a self-employed company. So when they got bought out, all the employees got paid out.
Ooh.
They all became multimillionaires, like multimillionaires.
How many people on the staff?
There's at least a couple hundred.
Wow.
They got paid, and yet they're still working there.
I was still working there.
Because they enjoy working there a lot. So they kept everyone, and no one quit. No one did anything. Everyone just got really rich, and everyone's a lot happier now.
You ever heard they ruined it on the sports show? But you ever tried the Sapporo can challenge? Like, actually, some restaurants do it. If you can crush it, with your hand, you don't have to pay for it.
It's almost impossible.
It's impossible.
They're made out of steel.
Yeah, because the bottom's meant to hold this, and then the wider gets up here.
Right.
You can't crush it. At the center point in the middle where the gets wider like a pint glass? Nope.
Maybe some guy that just crushes cans for a living could do it.
Just watch somebody try to like do it over their forehead and knock themselves out. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, let's go watch. I mean, I'll go.
There's a TikTok challenge for you, dumbasses.
I'll go to a hibachi grill. I'll go to a hibachi grill and gaslight people to do that one now.
Ooh. Speaking of hibachi, I love hibachi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Turn on the AC. It's hot.
Actually, you know what? I've actually been to a hibachi where it's, you know, it's probably a lot better than the one here in town here. But the one in town here is not bad at all.
No, they're not actually good.
It's awesome. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
And you got your pick of Fuji or Sakura?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's all right. Actually, you know what? I don't mind Sakura, actually. Sometimes I feel like their chicken's a little bit different and better than the other place.
I like Fuji better.
Yeah, I like Fuji better.
Yeah. They're both good. I think Fuji might hold a little bit more of an edge.
Absolutely.
Just because.
Absolutely.
It's Sakura's got weird hours.
Yeah, they do.
And I know they're under new management now, so they're trying to fix everything. Well,
I should clarify. So the hibachi at both of them, I think, are pretty good.
Right.
But if you just sit down and order sushi, it's Fuji all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi at
I'm not Sakura. A sushi person, so yeah.
Yeah, but the sushi at
but they
Sakura
do that. Do.
And what's the other one? Little Bangkok in town here? Yeah, don't even try their food truck.
Do not go there. No. I don't know how they pass health inspections, to be honest.
That's the one in East Grand.
Yep.
Yeah, East Grand.
I don't know how they fully pass any health inspection.
And they have a food truck. Oh my god.
Don't do it.
Oh my god. Oh, it's so gross. Terrible.
Yeah.
I don't do sushi, so I probably would never do it, but
the older lady is awesome. I mean, she's super nice, but
it's kind of a shithole or what?
And if you're gonna do sushi at least too, downtown the old Shinya, it's called Kaizen now.
Oh yeah, Kaizen. I saw that.
Yep, they do ramen sushi and boba teas and stuff like that. Nice. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, I don't do sushi. I'm just not a sushi guy. Oh, I've tried it. I've tried it before. Like, I don't mind it. But I'm like, I'm not one of those guys that would be like, hey, I'm going to try sushi. You know, it's not my thing.
You know, I was talking about this a long time ago, but like, if they just wanted to rejuvenate the Columbia Mall, which obviously they don't.
No.
But all they'd have to do is just like Fargo, bring in, what's that restaurant that they got in Fargo? They're big in the cities and everything, but they do like everything. They do sushi.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Are you talking buffets?
No, it's not a buffet. It's actually a really nice, kind of fairly fancy restaurant.
Is it in West Fargo? What mall is it in?
West Fargo.
West Fargo.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they're in a bunch of different malls. I'll look it up.
It's not a self-port. It's not the self-port tap house, is it?
No. Yeah. No, it starts with a C.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
That's risque.
They keep getting new stuff in there all the time.
I'll find it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, personally, we do have some decent restaurants here in town.
Yeah.
We frequent a lot of them. You know, we kind of like stick to the ones that we really like. But,
yeah.
I mean, of course, upscale is good, in between scale is good, and even some of the lower ones are good too. And
yeah,
and the Mexican restaurants I think are excellent here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I mean, by the way, today is Friday. 99-cent tacos at El Gordito.
Yeah, hard shell or soft shell?
Yeah, hard. Yeah.
For beef tacos.
Beef tacos. Yeah, 99-cent. I get like 10 of them and I'm good.
Right.
I'll eat some and then I eat some the next day and I'm done. But anyway, so what's going on in the world of beer? What do we have here?
It's called Crave.
Oh, Crave. Yeah, Crave.
Yeah, that's a good restaurant.
That's a good restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We got some Shiner here, Alan.
We do got some Shiner on the side. I picked up a 12-pack, and it's a 12-pack of 12 different beers.
Nice. What we got there? What kind of beers do we have?
So we've got their Frost, their Comos. Our Cosmos, sorry. Their Kolsch, their Dunkelweizen, their Birthday Beer, their Hefeweizen, the Golden Ale, their 101, which is the light Pilsner, their Cheer, which is probably one of my favorites that they make. It is a toasted pecan flavored beer.
I do like that one. Mm-hmm. I've had
and
that
then
one before.
We got their Amber.
Love the Amber.
Yep. The Homespun is, I think that one is a really underrated one too. It's a cream ale. And then the other one that they have is their candied pecan as well.
I love it. I love Shiner. Yeah. Haven't ever been there, but I like to get down to Texas and
it's still one of the only independent owned breweries in the country.
Yeah, I like that. We're in Texas. I know it's in Texas.
Shiner, Texas.
Yeah, oh, that's right. It is in Shiner. Yep. My bad. Yeah, Shiner, Texas.
And a few years ago, in 2019 or 2020.
Right.
They took their Bock against the world, and they went to the European World Beer Cup, and they took silver.
Wow.
Against the world, and for an American brewery to take silver in Europe is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Who won?
I don't, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, just anything. Yeah. Beer over there is made so well.
Yeah.
Anything that we compete with them over in Europe is probably a big deal anyway.
But for us to do that is solely impressive as hell. Yeah,
it is. I like Shiner. Shiner's actually... Didn't they make the pecan beer is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, they make a plethora. Like, so one of the reasons I have Shiner with us too is just not because I think they have really fun beers, but I set up an event for Grand Forks on the 8th of December at Jail Beers. Nice. With Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock. And what's going to be on tap, dear?
So I picked a few. So I picked their Bock, which I have to put on tap, which is just a good beer in general.
Right, it's just a good beer.
I did their Bohemian Lager, which is a Highlander rated dark black lager.
Nice.
I think I ordered their Oracle. It's a juicy IPA.
Nice.
And one other IPA, I think it's the Desert Mirage. I think it's that one with cactus juice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard about that
one. And then I ordered their Shiner Cheer for the Christmas because that is just a good beer.
What's funny to me is I always thought that it was Shiner Bock. Yeah. I didn't know that Bock was like one of their types of beer. I always thought the name was Shiner Bock.
Oh, yeah, as a style, yeah.
As a style, yeah. That's funny, yo. But anyway.
They're good. And then I think I brought one other oddball. It's kind of a Weiss sour.
Ooh.
It's a sea salt lime, so it's going to be like a little funky margarita style.
Do they make any stouts at Shiner?
No, they make light beers with like dark lagers and stuff like that. Their darkest one I've seen is the Porter.
Yeah, did you have a porter?
The s'mores. Mm-hmm.
When does that come out? It should come out soon, actually.
I hope they bring it back this year. I think everyone's been yelling at them quite a bit to bring it back because it was so good.
S'mores beers are tasty.
Oh, yeah. And so the nice thing is, too, on the 8th of December, I've got actually my Shiner rep, Michael Maxwell, coming up here for the whole thing.
Michael Maxwell. So he'll be here for the 8th?
Yep, he'll be here for the event on the 8th.
We look forward to hitting up with Mike. Also, we'll post a bunch of stuff online so they can see that we're supporting them hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they'll like that. Shiner, Texas. Hopefully someday we'll get to visit.
Oh, yeah.
Is he coming from Texas?
No. He's based out of Minneapolis.
Okay. He's in Minneapolis. That's not bad.
No, yeah.
Shiner's good beer, man. I mean, if you haven't had Shiner.
Which one is this one?
Dale brought two beers from us from the Pride of Dakota show.
Oh, yeah.
And I cracked open getting the mango habanero one.
Oh, great.
Oh, just the mango habanero.
Yeah.
This is actually really good, actually.
It's not overbearing.
Yeah, I like it. It's not that bad.
I like it on my wings. I don't like it in a liquid form.
But mango?
Mango habanero. Mango habanero is my go-to as far as wings.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? Where you get that from? Where?
Usually, Buffalo Wild Wings.
They have that one.
I swear, their mango habanero wings.
Really good?
They're hotter than the ones that they say are the hottest.
It's not normal hot. Like, it's got some good punch.
Yep. Yeah. Well, shout out to Weston. He's one of the new managers over there. You know Weston? Young Weston?
Yep.
Yeah, Weston. I just ran into him the other day. I was just happened to be there for UFC fights. I caught, like, the tail end of UFC 295, where Alex Pereira beat Yuri Prohaska. He's from Czech Republic. The other guy's from Brazil. And then I saw Tom Aspinall from London, England, heavyweight, beat up Sergey Pavlichik or something. He's from Russia. The Russian guy is, like, freaking amazing. Like, he's, like, he hits you like you go to sleep. But Tom Aspinall is one of those guys. He hits you, you go to sleep, too. But he fights. He's big. He's heavy. He's 260-ish. But he moves like he's, like, 180. Like, he's, like, fast. Huh. And he's got, you know, great moves and all that stuff. So it was really good. 295 UFC. That's my thing. That's kind of like my, you know, my sports that I really like to watch is UFC mostly. I watch the NBA during the playoffs. And every now and then I watch NFL. You know, I mean, I don't know. You don't
have cable or anything. I mean, I would like to watch the UFC, but
yeah.
I never know if I'm watching something that's like new and who they are now because I've fallen behind. It's just kind of like.
Yeah, I'm in the know. I'm in the know of that. I don't know. I just.
And I kind of fell off, you know, when it just turned into nothing but, you know, jujitsu and all they're doing is they're just wrestling on the ground all the time, trying to submit each other. And I'm like, this is, bring back the old UFC. Yeah, make it bare knuckle again. You know, and I've always said this about the UFC. You want to get rid of all these guys that are like constant winners.
Right.
Like Hoist Gracie was great.
Right.
Because one simple reason.
He was a unicorn, yeah. Yeah.
And because of one simple reason. And it's a rule that they have in the UFC. And this is why jujitsu dominates.
Right.
You can't headbutt.
But no,
you want to take somebody to the ground and you want to say that, you know, like jiu-jitsu is like the all go-to because of the UFC? No bullshit. You start dropping a head on somebody.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Jiu-jitsu used to be the dominant thing. It's no longer dominant now. You know what's dominant in the UFC? If you're a wrestler. Wrestlers trump jiu-jitsu.
Well, wrestlers are just, I mean, they're just peak performance.
Right. Wrestlers trump jiu-jitsu. So all the guys that wrestle heavy... Mm-hmm. Do jiu-jitsu guys have hard time with them all the time? The champion in lightweight, Makhachev, Russian, he's wrestling.
Yeah.
His big foe is a Brazilian guy. I can't remember right now, but he's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
He can't do nothing with him.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of getting into the more self-defense aspect of like martial arts. Like, don't get me wrong, people that do jiu-jitsu, I mean, they're freaking amazing.
They got to grab you first,
though. But I mean, like, if I were to actually put my children into martial arts right now for self-defense, it would be Krav Maga.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I mean, that's like real-life terrorist type of defense. You know what I mean? You're not trying to submit anybody. You're protecting yourself.
Yeah, you're trying to beat them down. Trying to neutralize the threat.
You'll kill them.
Yeah.
Literally, if you want to.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
One of my old instructors, when he was still living here, he was in the service, and he was a black belt in Krav Maga. So he got to teach a lot of the people at the base. And then he taught a couple of his students, which I was one of them. So that was actually fucking interesting to learn. It's insane how, like...
I mean, that's what they're teaching over in Israel and stuff. I mean, because they're constantly under threat of, like, their life.
All the time, yeah.
You can do a lot of damage very quickly with that kind of technique.
Yeah, there's a guy in the UFC from Israel who that's his main martial arts. He also knows how to do jiu-jitsu and all the other stuff. And I can't remember his name, but he's actually super good. He's coming up, and I think he'll be all right, actually.
Yeah.
Israel has one really good fighter in the UFC right now. And, I mean...
And, you know, I mean, so, you know, Steven Crowder, that Loud Earth Crowder, you know, he's a jiu-jitsu guy, too. And, you know, he makes a good point. You know, if somebody threatens you, you know, whether it's with a gun or a knife or anything like that, they just gave up their right to live.
No, absolutely.
That, you know, I mean, if you have to protect yourself and your family and your children, like, sorry, you made that move. You just gave up. You just gave up your right to live.
Yeah, I will be the last. You would be the last man standing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
not going to chicken shit around that one.
Yeah. I don't play that game. Yeah. I don't play that game. People, you know, if they threaten your life, you should be able to take their life.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the way I see it. I would hate to do that, but it's me over you all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, I get it. All the martial arts are something that you could really get into, but you want to pick a martial arts that neutralizes the threat right away.
And, you know, I mean, Taekwondo, like I took Taekwondo, and like in a practical situation, it's probably not all there.
Yeah.
But it's better than not having anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just know how to block a punch or grab somebody's wrist, twist the wrist or something. Or,
you know, just having that reflex to know to throw a punch as opposed to like just cowering in a ball. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're drinking. What we drinking here, Alan?
The Mango Habanero from Gideon Brewing.
Gideon Brewing. That's out in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Downtown. They have the old Laughing Sun spot.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
With Laughing Sun got a new spot.
Yep.
Right?
They moved to a bigger facility.
Mm.
And it's
so popular.
Yeah. And I cracked open the Grinch juice.
Oh, is this Grinch juice we're drinking?
No, this is the mango. This is the Grinch juice is a seltzer.
Oh, no, I want to try that.
And that mango wasn't terrible. I just couldn't have a whole glass of it. I mean, it was like
a 5 ounce pour is perfect.
Like a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a flight. I would do the mango flight thing. But the habanero, you can really it kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks in after a little bit, so I could taste it in my mouth right now. But
this one's blue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or green or something.
It's a cider, so.
Oh, you said it was called the Grinch.
Yep, Juicy Grinch, the seltzer.
Yeah, that's great.
Or Grinch Juice, the seltzer, hard seltzer.
Oh, it's like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, and it's literally like
Jesus,
green.
Yeah.
It's like Kool-Aid, right?
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's like.
That's really messed up. It's tart.
You can give this to the kids and let them go to bed.
It's a pucker face.
Yeah. Like, after you drink, you're like, oh, shit. Yep. Dude, I just drink.
This has like zero carbonation. You could smash one of these fast.
Yes. Yeah, this gets you in trouble.
You sure this is even beer?
That's what I'm trying to figure out now.
It's a cider, right?
No, it's hard seltzer.
It's a hard seltzer?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, it's not.
It smells like Kool-Aid.
We're in trouble.
It was like Kool-Aid. We're in trouble. Man, that's pretty tasty. I think it's not bad. I think we should get some to the kids out there. They might like it. They'd probably be like, it's kind of. They would drink it though. But
I will say this for any brewery around the Bismarck Mandan area.
Right.
Gideon's probably the top one.
Nice.
In terms of quality and best and flavors and styles.
Yeah. You know what?
Then after that, I'd probably go to like who's sustainable with the best styles and flat consistency across the board.
Right.
You know what this tastes? It's
a Blackleg out of McKenzie, North Dakota.
Oh, McKenzie.
You know what this tastes
like? I
like
Blackleg. Yeah, I had that before.
A Freezy Pop that's melted and you just suck the syrup out of the plastic.
Oh, it does sound my like God. That. Yeah. Yeah.
It does taste like that. It's actually pretty good. I mean, it's not bad. Hmm? I mean, I would have on a flight.
They're just melting Freezy Pops, putting them in cans and selling them for
Freezy Pops. They got Freezy Pops out in Gideon.
Hey, when times are tough, you buy what you got to buy to get production out there.
Hey, whatever you got to get, right?
Well, I mean, you can buy a thing of Freezy Pops that's like 5 pounds for like 89 cents. So
I'm not mad about that.
Well, they don't do cans yet, do they?
They just started canning. So this is a prototype can.
I like it.
With their labeling.
Yeah, I'm sure they stepped their game up on the labeling.
And the owner's a retired vet.
Oh, he is, actually. Yep, he is. Shout out to Gideon Brewing in Bismarck. Your beer is great. We got the mango habanero and what's that, the Grinch?
Grinch juice.
Grinch juice.
The hard seltzer.
It's really good.
Which is not a seltzer. It's goddamn Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you get Kool-Aid in a can. That's what that is, right?
I think I got to correct you, too, because I think I heard this from somebody before. Shoot. You're never a retired vet. You're always a vet.
No, yeah, you're always still doing stuff.
Just a vet.
Yeah, you're just a vet. There's no such thing as retired.
No, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's weird. Sometimes I have, like, I know people who've been in the military for, like, you know, they were in the military for, like, a year or two. And,
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Want some seltzer? Yeah. Hey, what's up, little guy?
You got all these kids walking across us.
Hey. Want some seltzer?
It's Kool-Aid.
It's Kool-Aid, right? I'm like, oh, okay. Cool. That's all right. Anyway, we get distracted there.
God damn.
Were we looking at the kids or were we looking at the other kids?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. Yeah, yeah, no
comment. We just cannot. We cannot do this, man.
No, we're in trouble.
Every time. Anyway, what else we got over there, Alan?
So we're going to finally crack into the variety pack.
Variety pack. There we go.
So, we're going to save the candy pecan for later. Screw it. We're going to open the homespun, the cream ale.
You can't go wrong with cream ale.
No.
Actually, we were at Parrot's Gate the other day, and I brought over a can crusher. It's called a can crusher cream ale. The can's amazing.
What is it, Honkershaw or whatever?
Hackamore Brewing over in Chanhassen, Minnesota. And it was a really good cream ale. It was tasty, right, Alan?
Yeah. I didn't mind it at all. It was good.
Yeah. I'll bring it in the next show. I got one more can.
The amount of beers that we go through in the studio, yeah, there's no reason I shouldn't have a can crusher and we should be taking these to the recycling
bin. Hey, do you guys still have the monkey grinder here?
Yeah. That big growler.
Still here? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say you forgot that.
Just try that one day. I mean, it's actually super good. It's their number one selling beer at Fat Pants Beer.
But every can of beer that we have here, we take the tab off.
Right.
And then we give them to BT over at Rumors.
Oh, yeah.
Because he donates them to something.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I like BT. But we should be crushing the cans and bringing them over. Because I used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd get...
Oh, recycle them?
Yeah. I mean, you'd send them, you know, 10 garbage bags full, and you'd get, you know, 30 bucks, 40 bucks.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You know, I used to collect the bottles in the neighborhood. And
I mean, if I'm going to drink beer, I might as well get paid for it.
Why not?
Exactly. You
know, why not? Was it like a nickel a can?
Oh, no. It's like maybe
one cent, two cents.
Like half of a cent.
Yeah. You got to bring in bags. Well,
in New York City, it's like 5 cents. It even says it on a can. Yeah, like I say 5 cents.
I know it depends on the state you're in, too.
Yeah. It says it on the can, like 5 cents. We used to do that. Hey, when I was a kid, you know how you had self-serve gas stations?
Yeah.
That's how we made money. We made money at self-service gas stations. So we would just be like little kids in the hood trying to like scramble, make some money. And as soon as people pull up on the pump, the guy get out. Hey, sir, may I pump your gas for you? And if they say yes, you win. You know, you're going to get at least a dollar.
Yeah.
You know?
And the can crushing thing, you know, when you recycle them, it's pretty cool. You know, they put them on the conveyor belt. You see them all go in. They put them in the crushing machine. And then you see it come out as this, you know, you got 20,000 cans. And they come out as this cube that's like this big.
Yeah, no, it's
and the whole place smells like beer. It's fantastic.
I know, isn't it cool? I know, I love it. Hey, true story. I used to actually, when we used to drop off our cans, there was another a factory next door to the can place, and they had the old school conveyor belts where it had the spinning wheels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to get inside crates and go on the conveyor belt.
Oh, God.
When it was closed and shit. Yeah, late night. Yeah, we used to do that as kids.
Sounds dangerous as hell.
It's dangerous as hell, yo. You can hurt yourself. But we used to do crazy shit in New York City. I don't know. We just
break. Shannon comes out in a cube this big.
No, get crushed, right? Get crushed. No, we used to do like the wildest thing. We used to steal donuts. We used to break into factories in the neighborhood and go down the conveyor belts. We were out of control as kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sneak in the subway, you know, and run through the train tracks.
I lived across the street from a pool, an outdoor pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and in the winter, they had a slide.
Oh, shit. I was
constantly getting busted, you know, because we'd jump the fence and then we'd be...
Oh, you'd go down the slide?
And, yeah. I mean, there's no water.
You just go right into the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, but I mean, it's like covered in ice and shit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I mean, or you just hang out there, you know.
We're kids, we just do dumb shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind that. What you got there, Alan?
All right, so out of the Gobble Gobble series we got from Shiner, I cracked open the homespun, the cream ale.
Cream ale, ooh.
So this one is just a traditional cream ale, and it's with a extra helping of specialty malts. So it's going to have a very smoothie, creamy mouthfeel.
It's good.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
It's got a little bit of that vanilla kick.
Yep, I like the vanilla kick in it. Yeah, let me see that bottle. Yeah, Shiner.
I could drink a tall boy of this, no problem.
Yeah, I like this. I think this is tasty, Alan.
Yeah, it's almost like a lager.
Well, that's the nice thing about everything Shiner makes. It's all light and easy drinking. Like, even their dark beers are still light-bodied, which is just fantastic because I could drink. 12-pack goes down super smooth.
Yeah, this is, I mean,
yeah.
This is super light and refreshing. I mean, it's.
What is the 12 pack the home for the holidays thing cost?
So everything at Happy Harry's is on sale for Shiner right now. There's a deep dive deal. So
okay,
This 12-pack probably runs you $14.
It's not bad.
For a 12-pack?
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's pretty great, actually.
Yeah, it's always on sale.
How about the...
Which one was this again?
This was the Homespun, the cream ale.
Homespun cream ale. Okay. That one is.
So everything from Shiner, 12-packs of everything
right,
are on sale at Happy Harry's. All of them for all the same price.
Hmm.
Cans and bottles.
They must do well. They must do well, Shiner. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Shiner does very well.
Yeah, we're going to have to go out and get a couple cases of this.
Around here, yeah. I think I had the Shiner Bock last time, right? I had the Shiner Bock, and I got that. Was it the Shiner Bock? No, it was a special one. Which one was it?
Might have been Cheer. No.
I don't know. The Shiner Bock, that's kind of more like a brown color, right?
Yeah, it's just a dark black brown color.
Yeah.
But it's more like the can is just their traditional, like with a ram's head on the front of it.
I'm not sure which one it was. I know I had one last year, and it was a darker beer. Maybe it was an L, an amber ale. No, they don't have an amber.
If it was anything, it might have been just the Bock.
It was
the Line and Kugels has an amber that was really popular.
Yeah, it might have been the Bock. I think it was the Bock.
Make it crap like a goose. But.
Yeah,
Langenkugel.
Langenkugel.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about Shiner is, too, I'm pretty sure this is still as true as it is. They give back a portion of their stuff back to veterans, too. Mm. So they do a lot of stuff with military.
I like that.
Like, they'll go on to bases, and they'll do special events for them, I'm pretty sure. And then they give back to them, so they'll help them out as well.
I like that. I like beer companies that actually give back.
They 100% dig into the military and the veterans and everything.
I wonder how big Shiner is as a town. I bet everybody works there, huh? In town, probably.
Well, and one of the oldest photos that we have from them is of the old brewery like this. Mm-hmm. It's with a bunch of sheep and rams in front of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like
real sheep and rams?
Oh, yeah. From the original photo from the original brewery.
I got to see that.
hilarious.
That's probably cool.
I'd use the photo for the poster I made for Jail Beer. So that
you did already?
Yeah, okay, the photo's on it.
Awesome. I mean, if you guys are in town here in Grand Forks, you could get Shiner at everywhere, right? Right spot. Happy Harry's.
Yep, I guarantee you, though, Happy Harry's is the only one that has it on sale.
Yeah. I always see it on sale right in the middle of the floor all the time.
Yep, lots of flavors.
Yeah, Shiner's like everywhere, like, you know, more than usual, I guess. I guess they do well up here in this area, huh?
They do very well.
They do well. Minnesota, too? They do well in Minnesota? Yep.
Even as big as they are, they still dominate.
And how is it that they're able to come all the way up here from Texas?
Because they signed on with distribution companies and everything. So they signed on to Miller Coors because they're a family company.
Right.
So they're a family-owned company. They sign with families that will just help them out and give them as much love as the big boys.
You know, the one thing that always irritated me with Shiner, and I don't think it's their fault, but if you go to, you know, like an Applebee's or a corporate restaurant or something, and they have Shiner on tap, they charge like $8 a glass. It's not a premium quality beer. What are you doing?
Because it's in the craft section.
Yeah.
That's why. You can put this at the domestic price because they're as good as they are and as big as they are. They don't want to break the bank either. They want you to enjoy the beer at a good price.
Well, that's my point. Like, you go and buy it at the liquor store, and you get it at a normal price. But then all of a sudden, you go to a restaurant like Applebee's, and they're like, "Oh, that's gonna be our high end craft beer." And it's like, bullshit. It is
Shiner.
Yeah.
I mean, Shiner's it's just a good beer. I think it's like a good beer for like just to have at home. You know, something to drink every now and then. You know, kind of on the course, like
Going back to Buffalo Wild Wings, for instance.
Right.
You get a Modelo?
Yeah.
You know, like the Mexican beer, kind of like a Corona?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're charging $7-$8 for one of those on tap. Or you can get a Busch Light for $3.
Because it's an import.
Yeah.
That's why, too. Yeah. They're going to jack that price up.
Except it's not an import when you buy it at the liquor store.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get it. I get it. Sometimes it's weird. I know sometimes things are oddly priced. I'm like, why is that so much?
Yeah.
And I just like, I'll pass on that. You know, like that's just a regular domestic beer. But like, no, it's actually from out of town. Actually, I had a friend. Hey, what's a popular Irish beer that's here in town?
Killian's, Smittix.
Smittix.
Smittix, I think, is easy to drink. It's actually... A red ale, too?
Right.
Same with Killian's?
Yeah. I had a friend, her and her husband, they went to Ireland. I think they said they looking for beers to buy, they only could find the Smittics here mostly.
Harp is another big one.
Yeah, Harp is
Killian's Irish Red. I'm surprised that you don't see, like, that was huge when I was in high school, and now it's, like, hard to find.
Yeah, and I wish it would go back on tap, especially the Irish pub in town. Like, why not keep it on tap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get it. You want to keep it the times and everything. It's an older style beer, but
still good.
It still belongs to an Irish pub.
Yeah, and it's good, too. I think it's a good beer.
Yeah, it's the same with having a Newcastle in an Irish pub. It kind of makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got there, Alan?
So I opened up out of the second one out of the Gobble Gobble box is the Shiner Kolsch.
Oh, so Kolsch.
Yep,
Kolsch.
Traditional German-style Kolsch beer.
Yeah, they're always good. They're always tasty.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, good. I could have a tall boy of this, no problem.
Light. So what do you say to somebody that says to you, hey, well, Alan, what's a Kolsch? Because people don't know what a Kolsch is, Alan.
So a light German-style beer, so it's light, crisp, got a nice aromatic nose to it.
Yeah.
Clean. Lots of flavor, though, but not overbearing. It's just kind of got that nice amount of, like, light bite hops, kind of like a puff wheat.
Yeah. No, it's, they're always tasty.
Yeah.
So everybody makes Kolsch's a little different.
Yeah, and Shiner is tradition, so they brew to what their tradition is.
They go with tradition.
But, again, easy drinking, but you can drink it. You can drink a lot of these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could pound these like Busch Lights.
Yeah. The flavor's not overbearing. It's just comfortable.
Yeah.
That's why I say Shiner's a good beer just to kind of like buy, you know, just because, just to have some in the garage, you know, just to have them sitting there for a bit because, you know, they just like a go-to beer. Like, you know, hey, it's like a Bud Light or a Busch.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've managed to, you know, have beer that just tastes good.
Yep.
You know? And it's easy tasting beer, nothing too strong, not something that's going to knock you off your feet.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, and it's always nice drinking out of a bottle every now and then.
Yeah.
I like that. I prefer bottles sometimes.
I like cans just because I can, if recycling everything, it's just easy to crush and throw away. But you are right. Bottles sometimes just hits right. Yeah. It just tastes good no matter what.
I feel like you get all the flavors when it's in a bottle. More flavorful sometimes. I just feel that way.
And that's how a lot of people mentally look at this too. Like cans and bottles are mentally the same thing.
Right.
When you pour them, when you drink them.
Right.
And the only thing that's different is the tap.
Come on, Paul. Oh, right here?
No, oh. you missed
it. No, that one that walked that way.
Oh, yeah, you missed that. You missed
it. I caught the tail end of that.
Yeah.
Literally the tail end. We're out of control, yeah. Anyway, we're in the Grand Cities Malls, guys. So, you know, we're distracted, heavily distracted. Now we're even more distracted because it's winter outside. Well, it's getting colder and everybody's inside.
We already had our first shot of winter, and that's already melted.
Yeah, it's already gone now. It'll be back.
Except for the putting up the Christmas trees already, which kind of appropriate, but.
Yeah, they got all the decorations there and all that.
Yeah, I hollered at them and said, hey, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And they said, are you going to show up here after Thanksgiving and help us decorate?
He said, no, right?
I said, nope. And they're like, that's why we're doing it now.
Get it out the way.
At least put some turkeys in here.
It looks good.
I was cleaning leaves up out of my yard, so. Because apparently they're going to make a third round. They better, because I didn't do any of the other two rounds.
I found that out. My wife said the same thing. They're doing it for our area. They're doing it on Monday or Tuesday.
To grab all the leaves?
Yes. Yeah. They're doing a third round of leaf pickup. So if you're putting them in a pile by the curb, they'll scoop them up.
Yeah. Sometimes the leaves are just...
Well, the thing is, I didn't do the first two rounds.
Oh, no.
So I'm the only house on the block right now that has leaves that are going up to your shoulders on the berm.
Wow.
And if they don't show up, I'm going to be so effed.
Oh, no. That's a lot of hauling them around.
So you had to pick them all up and everything, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got a blower?
Yeah.
You have a blower.
Okay. Yeah, but they're so wet right now, it doesn't even work.
It doesn't even care. It doesn't matter.
Right? But my point is that... Because it's so nice out, like, I was half tempted to put my Christmas lights up. Just because I'm like, I don't want to do that shit in the snow.
You know, right?
You just did it already. I mean, some people have their lights up already.
Some people do on my street, yeah.
Yeah, they're already.
See, I thought about that, too, because it's nice. I can wear my boots on my roof, and I can still walk it without sliding yet.
Right.
So I can at least get everything put up,
right.
But it's such a pain in the ass.
You guys put lights up all the time?
I try to, I got like the reindeer that you put in the yard and all that kind of stuff. But last week I cleaned out my gutters and I just actually went up on the roof and, you know, just did it by hand and threw them out. That's why one of the reasons I had to rake. But I'm terrified of heights. So I got off that roof, and I was just like, my wife asked me, it's just like, are you having a heart attack? I was like, no, I just got off the roof.
Feels like it.
It's scary, man. Just imagine me being on the roof. I'm like extra tall, so it's like, I'm like, what the hell's going on here? But I don't own a house anymore. I don't have a house. I just live in an apartment, so it's great. I don't have to worry about that.
Last year was nice, and I was putting up lights. It was still no snow yet.
Right.
I actually brought some beer on top of the roof, and I sat up there and just drank beer and put it on lights. I'm like, why
not? And the thing that's ridiculous is that
I'm so glad I didn't fall.
I live in a
why not, right?
I live in a ranch style home, so if I would have fell off my roof, it's only like 12 feet.
That's why I'm glad I have that. Bad. Same thing with me, ranch style. I'm like, I'm glad that's there.
And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to like go off the gutter and get my foot on the ladder to get down, and I'm just shaking.
It's not, it's not even a long way down. No.
Like I could literally probably just jump off.
Yeah,
it'd be fine. I'm just like having a heart attack, shaking to shit.
Yeah, I never like doing anything. I never did. I liked anything doing anything on a roof when I owned a home. I'm like, I'll pass. I don't want to do it.
I'm just terrified of heights. I don't know why.
But, I'm tall, so height is my life.
Yeah.
The one thing, so for me with doing gutters, I bought those metal round tubes you put in the gutters, so leaves and twigs don't get stuck in there.
Right.
Oh my God, that's a game changer. It's so nice.
Yeah.
You just suck putting in because I cut my hands up so bad doing it.
Yeah, I thought about getting that, but then I was thinking, you know, you get those like covers, but then if like something gets jammed up in there, then what the hell do you? What are you going
to
do?
You got to tear them all off and redo it. You got to tear them off just to get to it.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I'll just. It's only 12 feet off the ground. I'll just, you know, just
roll off, whatever.
Yeah. I'll just suffer and.
Do you have a pool too or no?
No, I got a hot tub, but
nice hot tubs. I haven't been in a hot tub in years, man. I don't know what that's like.
It's like being in hot water.
No, you know what? Bubbles. I have this thing. When I go to like, if I'm traveling out of town, I don't go in hot tubs in like hotels.
That's dirty.
I just don't trust them. I remember I used to go to the Y when I lived up in Canada. I used to go to the Y. It used to be like this, you know, kind of obese people used to go in the Y.
My thing is steam rooms. I love steam rooms.
Those are saunas are the best. I love those. Actually, I had a friend that had a sauna in her room.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a big ass home. She has a big ass home, big ass room. And then in her room, she has a little sauna on the side. Like, see, three people could fit in it. It's really nice.
If I had the money for it, you know, because I'd like to get one of those ones that looks like a beer, like a beer drum.
Yeah.
And go from like sit in the hot tub for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, jump out, roll in the snow, and then go into the sauna. I would be happy.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
No, saunas are amazing. I love steam rooms. I just love going in them. I can stay in it forever. I can do like a good, like, you know, half hour, 2 hour.
I mean, and it's so healthy too. Like, so if you sit in, like, the one I have, you have to have chlorine, but they have these new saltwater ones that are super healthy for your skin.
Right.
But then you get out of it and then you cold plunge into the snow, which is supposed to be really good for you.
Right.
And then you get into the sauna, which is also supposed to be really good for you to bring out all these toxins and everything. So, I mean, we're in like the perfect state. If you have all three,
it's amazing.
I mean, that would be like your routine every morning. Yeah. You would be so energized the rest of the day.
That healthy glow skin and that nice feel of zapping energy running in through your body.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great.
When I get when I get a condo, I'm going to try to get permission to build like
I'd be
to
running have a from sauna. The pussy. Yeah.
Wow. Activate her. Paul is out of control. What do you do? What do you do? Then you can do. When I get my condo, I'm gonna try to get a sauna in my condo. Like I'm gonna try to ask and see if I could build a sauna, get a little small one, two people or something like that.
Oh yeah, they sell them over at the hot tub place right over here.
Yeah, I see them.
The ones with the giant duck on there.
Yeah,
they're awesome. I would love to just have a sauna every now and then after a long day, walk in. You know, my bones aching, getting a sauna. It just feels better. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. I've done it before. Have you ever been in a hyperbaric chamber?
Yeah.
I've done it. It's amazing.
It's a big shock to your system.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it irritates me because this Hudson Wellness place over here, nobody even really knows about it. I tried to get them to advertise, and they blew me off.
It's like a giant red room.
No, they have a bunch of saunas with like Pelotons in them.
So
you work out in a sauna.
I knew there were Pelotons in there.
Yeah. And then they have other ones that are like the, you know, you sit in there and it gets super cold and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, they're on all that new wave technology as far as like getting healthy.
Is it expensive? What does it cost to go there?
I don't know. They never got back to me about advertising. So I said, fuck them.
I know.
Nobody wants to advertise.
The guy who races, my new Red Bull boss, Josh Breaker or whatever, he goes to that thing. He gets a sweat on over there, he guys.
Well, no, he had the husband of the lady that owns it. He was on our race show. I can't remember his name, but he's like a sprint car racer or something. Yeah, okay. He just came out of retirement and is doing it again.
Nice.
You know, and it's like, yeah, they're running a really, really cool business there. And I mean, I don't mean to throw him under the bus, but it's like, you know what? I wouldn't talk to you. You didn't even respond to any of my emails or calls. So I'll put you on blast.
Just say no.
Yeah.
You know, why is it so hard to say no these days? I don't understand that. Like, you know, you write somebody or send something. How come they can't just email you back and say, you know, thanks for your time to get in touch with us to ask us.
And I'm not like a corporate salesman. Yeah. Like, I'm just going over there and talking and just being like, okay, well, if you have hesitations, just let me know what they are. And I'll see if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. That's fine.
Give me a call.
Yeah, just respond.
No. Yeah. No, unfortunately, common courtesy has like just been thrown out the door now. You know, nobody's really courteous these days. Everybody's like, you know, what can you do for me? That's it. You know, not what we can do for each other. It's like, you know, whatever happened to one hand washing the other?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? What you got there?
So up next out of this gobble gobble box is Shiner's Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
Oh, shit.
He's trying to get me drunk, Alan.
Here, pour a little here.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. There. Cool. There you go.
You feel like you almost have to throw an arm up in the air when you see it.
Hefe.
Hefeweizen.
Everyone gets their hefes out. Tis the season.
I know, right?
I was going to let you do that because if I did it, I was going to be in trouble.
Hey, they don't know what I did. That's not on camera. The camera's on Alan. So Alan's on camera right now.
That's all right. What I did. We're all good then.
Right? Yeah. But it does sound like something that Hitler would say, right? Yeah. Just to be out there, isn't it? He'd be like, he crossed me? Hefeweizen! It's like, you know, like, kill him already, right?
Now I'm just picturing Captain America just going to war.
I know, right? Captain America kicking his ass. Right? Hefeweizen! That's all right.
So the beauty about this, Hefeweizen, it's a traditional German style. So with orange peel, lemon... the nice thing, they put a spin on it, so it's got a silky smooth body, but the nice thing is they put honey in there with the unfiltered wheat, which helps it out.
It's really good.
Yeah, so it makes it a lot smoother and cleaner, easy, and clean and easy to drink.
This little kid's eyeing me up over there, man.
Do it. Square up.
He's eyeballing me up. Now it's my shot to take a picture.
You feeling froggy?
Yeah, so what you want to do, little guy?
Make the first move.
Yeah, right?
Jump. On. You feeling froggy? Jump.
I know it's a shame, but he has a big ass head, yo.
Dude, that's a target. You get a
man, watch him walk by. Look at his head, yo. God, yeah, that kid has a big head, bro.
Go cry. Go cry on your huge pillow.
Get a Nerf gun and go after
him. Like a tomato on a toothpick.
Man, he got a melon, bro.
Is it bad?
It's like Sputnik.
He's trying to walk, and this little kid, like, that backpack is weighing him down. Like, he's going to fall backwards.
Man, he might make a dent in the floor. That's messed up. Hey, listen, they don't know what we're talking about, right?
The kid's adorable.
I know. Yeah, he's adorable. He has a big-ass head, yo. That's horrible, right? We're going to hell. We're cracking on little kids. He must be like one or two, right?
You watch one of the gals that's in charge of the kids actually is going to hear us. Like,
what's his name? Bonk?
Bonk? Bonk? Man, he got a big old head. Hopefully he'll grow into his head, right? Because I've seen guys get older and have the same big-ass melons. And you're like, what the hell's up with your head, bro? And I have a tiny head. Look, I have a small head. So I've been called, like, Beetlejuice and all kind of stuff, right? You know, guys always be like, yo, you know, yo, Shell, you got a small-ass head, you know? And then I go to this one guy the other day. I said, man, you know, I thought about going skiing this winter, man. But you know what, instead, I'm just going to come to work and just get some skis and go skiing on your big-ass head.
Well, my cousin got me because he said I don't have a forehead.
I got a five head.
Oh, oh God, that's how mine is too. Shit.
Alan got a fighter's head.
I got a ram skull.
Yeah, he got a ram skull.
What the hell is a five head? He's like, it's like a forehead, just a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Alan got a head like you feel like you hit it, you might hurt your hand for sure. Yeah,
I proved that point already.
There you go. See, some people just got those heads. You'd be like, you hit him, you'd be like, damn, did I just break my hand? You know? Yeah, whatever.
You anyway. Know, the one that gets me, it's like when I feel so bad. I'm like, you know, did your parents never take you out of the crib when they got like that flat back of their head?
I know. What's up with that?
There's a lot of people going around that now. There's a lot of parents looking at that.
Yeah.
Because it's how you lay them down and how you hold them, I guess. I don't know. Right.
Really? No, it's
because
they leave them in their crib all is the it? Whole yeah. freaking time. So their head just becomes flat because they never pick them up.
Is that why they're all wearing helmets?
Yeah.
No, that's
different.
No, the helmets are different. Like the helmets, like the that's to. Yeah. Kind of help shape the head.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I don't know if we talked about this, but this was the most effed up thing I've ever seen in my life.
What's
because
that?
my oldest daughter, they use like that suction cup thing to get her out. So when she came out, she looked like an ice cream cone.
Oh no!
I saw it. I almost had a heart attack. I was like, what the?
Why is her head like a cone?
You broke my daughter. I know. She's a cone head.
That's like that.
Right? Oh, no. It was so bad.
No, I mean, it can happen.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what the helmet was for, but okay, that makes more sense.
Yes, their shape the head.
Their head is soft. Is like, it's gel.
Oh, she didn't need the helmet. They just pushed that thing down like ice cream.
Wow. I would have been like, what are you doing with my daughter's head? Oh, my God, it's jello. Hell yeah.
No, I love that.
This story started with the little kid outside there.
That you were making fun of.
That eyeballing me. No, he wasn't. I didn't make fun of him. I just noticed that his head was kind of large for a little tiny kid. That's okay, though, you know? You know how people always be like, oh, my baby's so cute. You know? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Not every baby's cute, but, you know, guess what? A bottle of beer is much cuter.
Yeah.
What we got there, Adam? What's going on next? Are we doing did you drink your Hefeweizen?
My Hefeweizen?
Hefeweizen?
Yes, it was very good.
Yeah. Pretty good. Actually, it is good. Most Hefeweizens are pretty decent anyway. It depends. Yeah. I don't think I've had a bad one.
No.
No? Hey, what's going on in town here? Is that Ox Brewing still around here?
I don't know at this point. Yeah. I'm guessing they're still doing stuff, but we haven't gotten any beer. We haven't gotten beer from them in over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to brew beer sometimes.
Or you just use it as a shell company to launder your profits from your other businesses that you own.
That's also probably true.
Yeah. Does he own a lot of businesses? Something?
Yeah. Okay. Casper Sletzers.
Yeah. Oh, it's that guy. Okay.
Matt Casper.
Oh, there you go. I get it. I mean, hey, you know what? Hey, listen, he should just sell it to somebody who wants to actually make beer.
Well, maybe he's trying. You know, he's actually, I think, an engineer.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can make great beer.
He's actually really smart. Yeah. Well, which is weird. Most engineers are brewers. Yeah. Or head brewers.
They are.
Or they're owners, which is beyond nuts because they're smartest. They can't.
Or he just partnered with somebody, and that person doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Exactly.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, you gotta find somebody.
A little money backing.
Mike Opp.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
He partnered with Opp Construction, Mike Opp.
Opp Construction. There's a cop in town named Opp. You know him?
No.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Opp the cop?
Yeah.
Opp the cop.
His name was Opp the cop. Opp is pretty cool. He's one of those guys,
he optimizes his mobility.
Yeah, for the moment, he was just bringing in everybody all the time. Like, you know, Opp in the garage. You know, he's in the garage all the time. But, you know. But it's funny. It's funny because some people come in pissed off. They'd be like, F you, Opp. You're Opp, cop. You know, they just say stupid stuff all the time. It's hilarious. Yeah. You just laugh. You'd be like, what the hell are they talking about? But anyway, it's so funny. I'm still laughing at that kid's head, man. It was huge. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Sorry. Hey. In current events, you know, news out there in the world, have you guys heard about what's going on with Diddy? You know, Diddy's being charged with rape from his girlfriend of like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here
another
we go
one
again.
Bites the dust.
Yeah. Russell Brand.
Oh, man.
Everybody. It's always like 10 years later.
Cosby was the worst. Cosby was like, it was like 50 years later. He actually went to jail for a second for that.
He needs to just
I thought he was still in jail.
No, he got out of jail. He got out of jail because it was really something wrong with that whole situation. And they, I think they were like,
Let's get him out of jail. Was like literally like roofing girls.
He was actually legit. He was actually a terrible human being.
I know, but 50 years ago.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I brought it up now. Yeah, it's the same scenario as like R. Kelly. Like, they're both disgusting human beings.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to roofie a person and get some sex, then that's pretty, it's pretty pathetic, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, yeah.
It's pretty pathetic.
Especially if you're a millionaire, because...
All you gotta do is just... Say I'm Bill Cosby. I got some pudding for you.
Some pudding. A little pudding pop here, girl, for you. No, I mean, you're a star. I mean... You should be able to get some vagina. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
You got the money to pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how these people find themselves in positions where they're being charged with rape or some kind of sexual crime with somebody from years ago when, you know, basically you're a multi-millionaire. You could pretty much have any girl you want.
A lot of them, I think, just do it because they want the fame, the recognition. So they, the girls find somebody that's, you know, they were with that's famous or whatever, and now they're in the news because their life sucked. They had no purpose before.
They want to get that money, because it's really he's not being charged criminally. He's being charged like in a civil lawsuit.
Yeah.
Like, so how do you charge? How do you say somebody raped you and then just it's not even a criminal? Well,
that guy from the 70s show. I mean, I think he just got 15 years.
Danny Masterson. Yeah.
Yeah, he got like 15 years or something.
Yeah, and then
what did he do?
Accused of rape and everything.
Who did he rape?
Child porn too.
I didn't know about the child porn. Yeah. I just heard that there was like two girls that were a part of the Scientology religion that he was part of, and they claimed that like the Cosby thing that he roofied them or got them he spiked their drinks and then he would rape them.
But it was
10-15 years later that they accused him of it.
Yeah, and there's no proof now.
No.
But I
don't understand it.
Yeah.
Man. I never understood it. I don't get it. I'll never get it. Why somebody is in such a position of power would decide to just, you know, rape a girl or take something. But women are just giving it away these days.
Well, the thing that I don't get is that, okay, if this were to happen, like, why wouldn't they report it, like, the next day?
When it happened.
All of a sudden, 15 years later or 20 years later.
Yeah. I get it. You're scared, but you're scared, and you don't want to. It's a shameful thing, and you don't want to admit to it.
It is. It can be. It could be. Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of them are just, they're afraid of what's going to happen, the repercussions. Like, some.
I guess sometimes the reason why they don't say anything, because they got to, like, They got to take a couple of years to like build up that confidence. Like, yeah, I got, you know what? In 2024, I'm going to let everybody know.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like sometimes. It feels like they just build it up. Like, this year, I'm going to tell everybody this person did this to me or did that to me. And guess what? They could be lying, because a lot of people have lied, but nobody cares about the truth.
Well, there was that guy that got out of prison after like 20 years that was falsely accused of rape. And then they came out with a DNA test or something. And he was like, she totally made that shit up.
Nobody cares about the truth when a lie is more entertaining.
He spent like 20 years in prison. Dude, 20 years. I mean, could you imagine?
For something that he didn't do.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
I mean,
yeah, that's a.
And then I don't care what kind of money they give you, you know, whatever state it is, they give you, you know, 10, 20 million. You're never going to get that 20 years back, man. That's 20 years. Yeah. I mean, especially, and, you know, the rate of somebody being sexually violated in prison is like 75% chance of you being violated in prison.
Really?
Like for another man. Like, it's pretty scary, man. I would be petrified, you know? I'd be like, damn, this is crazy.
Where are all the rape cases coming out of prison?
There are none. Nobody wants to admit that they got raped. No guy doesn't want to admit that.
Well, because men get more sexually assaulted and raped than women do at a good high standard.
Especially like as a child.
Yeah.
I had some creepy ass like preachers in my life.
I just watched Sound of Freedom the other day. Like, God damn, that was
it's messed up.
Yeah, I had a preacher guy that, you know, I don't want to say his name, but I had a preacher guy that used to be like, oh, you know, when I used to come back from college, he'd be like, oh, come by and see me, this and that. He was super feminine, and I trusted him. I think he was a nice guy, but, you know, now that I think about it, he was trying to get some, yo.
I was saying, you see a lot more of that.
I was like, what is that? You know, like, I think about it, and I'm like, it was kind of creepy, you know, after you think about it now, I'm older, nothing never happened, but still, you just being kind of like weirded out. What's that there, Alan?
This is good.
So I just cracked open the fourth out of the Gobble Gobble series. And this is Shiner Dunkelweizen. So it's
Dunkelweizen?
Yeah, Dunkelweizen. So think of the Hefe. This is a little bit upscale version of that. And this going to be a... Perfect.
Thanks. This is like the mentally challenged kind of Hitler.
Kind of. It's a
Dunkelweizen.
It's a...
I don't, when I seen that kid in his head, I was like, Dunkelweizen! That means big ass head. I'm just joking. That's good though.
I'm sorry. Oh yeah, we're terrible.
I'm sorry out there, everybody. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I don't make fun of kids. I just like all kids. They're great.
So the beauty of this one is this is a step up from the Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
And this one's got a little bit more of a coriander spice with more banana flavor kick to it.
I like that.
A little bit darker brewed with all the malts and everything.
Smell the bananas and everything.
You'll taste a little bit in there. Not as much.
That's good. I really like this
one. There's not as much orange peel in there, and there's more banana and a little bit lining of bubblegum to this.
This is very tasty, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And for a light beer, it's not overkill.
No. Shout out to Dale. Dale's in the building. Producer Dale's here. He's never here. Say hi to everybody, Dale. Yeah.
You got
to
click
Oh, with this one,
right? No. The thing that says Kate.
Right there. This one.
You have to click that over.
All right, there you go. Say hi.
I don't know if you want to be part of this show.
Yeah,
I know. I just walked in a little bit ago from doing some live on location coverage here, helping out. As I know, it's been a little while. I missed you guys. I don't know if you guys already covered it. It looks like I brought some Gideon beers for you guys.
Yes,
we kicked off with them.
Yeah, oh, nice. Pretty good stuff. It was fun talking to the guys.
Yeah, they were tasty. They were tasty beers. Actually, the one, the Grinch Seltzer one.
Grinch juice.
The Grinch juice?
It's Kool-Aid. It's like
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Oh, wow.
It was like you could drink it all day.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We thought about giving it to some of the kids out there. They're hanging out.
Yeah.
We're like, hey.
That one with a big ass head.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
it's a long story there, Dale.
Oh, man.
We don't want to bring you in on this. We don't want you to be part of this lawsuit.
It's all good. I'll sit and listen. I'll definitely have to try a couple of these things you guys have here a little later here.
Sure.
Yeah, don't be part of the collusion.
Yeah. Awesome. Right on, guys.
Nice to see you, Dale. We got to get some lagers for you.
Yes, right, absolutely. You thank you again for those those lagers,
by
pleasure,
the way.
My pleasure. Very, very good stuff.
Yeah, my pleasure. All the time, man. Anyway, that was Dale's here, producer Dale. He's just in the building. We haven't seen him in a while, so we had to give him a shout out. And what is this one called? The Dunkelweizen. Dunkelweizen. Hefeweizen and the Dunkelweizen. I like the Dunkelweizen. It's all right.
Hefes and Dunkels.
Yeah, Hefes and Dunkels. That sounds like swears. Sounds like a German swears, right? I don't know. They say swear in Canada. I'm just saying swear, but we say curse and cuss in America, right? So, you know. That's what I do. What's this right here, Alan?
Dunkelweizen you're having?
Yeah, Dunkelweizen's good. I've had it. Yeah, and it smells so delicious, actually. So they don't sell this separately, do they?
No.
They always sell it in this holiday pack.
It's in this holiday pack. Yeah. Sometimes they do every now and then, but I know...
The Bock is separately always.
Yep.
And what else comes separate? The Bock and what else?
The Ruby Red, their summer one, which is a grapefruit rattler.
Yeah, that's pretty tasty, actually.
Salt and lime, they're salt and lime Weiss, Berliner Weiss.
Right.
Their IPAs are always separate. Like their new one, their Desert Mirage.
Yeah, I've seen a Desert
and their
Mirage,
Texas Wave or Texas Heat Wave, I think.
And
I
the Coast, don't they sell the Coast in, no?
Nope.
I thought they did.
Their Shiner Light.
Shiner Light, that's
what the Light Blonde. And then they do the Shiner Original.
Yeah. I like the Bock. The Bock is one of my favorites.
Yeah, the Bock's tasty.
The Bock's tasty. This is a good beer. But yeah, anyway, so tell everybody when you're going to be having the little event down at JL Beers. So everybody can join us.
Yeah, so I got it December 8th. So Friday, it starts at 5 on Friday, the 8th of December. So I've got Shiner Bock on tap. I'm going to have the Salt and Lime, the Weiss Sour.
Right.
I'm going to have the Shiner Cheer, the Holiday Christmas beer, the Fest beer. I ordered their Oracle. It's a juicy IPA.
Right.
And I believe I got their other IPA, the Desert Mirage, with cactus juice into it. It's weird. Cactus juice is quite a different flavor. It gives it like kind of a crisp, refreshing taste. And it's throws in a lot of different flavors. Like it's something you don't mainly do unless you're in Texas or Mexico or Arizona.
That'd be December 8th on a Friday.
Yeah. And I ordered their Bohemian Lager for that event too, because it's only been in bottles before, and now it's the first time they've ever started kegging it.
Oh, okay.
Underappreciated dark lager from them.
Nice. I actually like dark lagers.
Yeah.
They're pretty tasty.
All crushable.
Yeah, what do we got coming up next from Shiner?
So this was their anniversary beer, their birthday beer.
Ooh.
They made years ago, and they finally brought it back in this. It is a chocolate cake stout. It tastes like chocolate cake batter.
That's a stout?
Yeah.
It only comes in this pack here, right?
Yep.
Is there two of them in there?
One.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's the shitty part about this.
That is horrible. I hate when they do that.
What kind of beer is that?
It's their birthday cake stout. It's like drinking cake batter. It's my
birthday! Yes. Woo! It's my birthday?
Hell yeah.
Birthday.
I love that.
It's my birthday, huh?
Perfect.
I didn't know that was there.
What a good option.
I'll just take a little bit of that, Alan. So what's inside here? It's perfect. Perfect.
So this is their chocolate cake stout.
Chocolate. Oh, it smells so good. There's only one in here.
Yeah,
only one in there?
12 different beers. That's it.
What's the ABV on this? What's the ABV on this?
5%.
5%?
Yep. So they did it for their 106th birthday.
Let me see that can. Birthday beer.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It tastes like cake batter.
Yeah, it does.
It tastes like cake batter?
Not a huge fan. I mean, it's tasty. It's like a dessert, but a flight, you know. I couldn't drink a glass.
Yeah, it's just, no way. It's good to enjoy. But it's rich, and it's really rich, but still light body. But
right.
It does get to you after a while. If you're not a big stout fan or like dark porter fan, it does get to you, but it's still an enjoyable one, even if you want a small amount for it, if you're not a big dark beer fan.
Yeah, you know me. I love my dark beers. I didn't know they made a stout.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I could drink it because I like stouts.
Yeah. I can see why having just one in the case would make sense.
Yep. Yeah. You can't have a bunch of those, but I could drink a bunch of those.
Yeah.
At least two, you know? That's really good. I'm going to have a little more of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty tasty. I like it. The birthday beer inside the holiday pack.
Yep.
From Shiner. Home for the Holidays is what it's called. They have 12. Is it 12 different beers?
12 different beers in there.
Oh.
So this one is brewed with chocolate malt, real cacao or coconut nibs.
Yep.
This is Shiner's year of birthday. It's their birthday beer. So it's a delicious and slightly sweet finish of creamy, with a creamy head, nice chocolate aroma. It's just fantastic.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and I remember sometimes, you know, we like to have people on our show. We haven't had nobody on the show lately, right?
No, we were supposed to get Joe from...
And Eric?
Eric's still sick, but, okay, but Joe said he would try to make it, but he's working. So,
okay, that's all right.
So next episode, Joe and Eric from Two Hoppy Beer Guys said they want to jump on and chit-chat.
You know what? That'd be awesome. Also, a young lady up in Winnipeg, she just started her Hameed, Brat Cat Mead.
Oh, you
seen that? So Hameed comes out on the 24th, I believe.
I like their logo. It's a digital. It looks like a digital 3D cat.
Yes. So
Facebook has gone to a new level.
Yeah.
Check that out.
So, wow. Oh, you can do that now?
Okay. All right.
And so we're gonna get her on.
All right. We're going there.
I think her name is Chris. I'm so bad with names sometimes. Some days I'm good.
In the picture?
No, I don't know her name.
If you already knew her name, I'm in fear of that.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to have the young lady on for Brat Cat Mead. Her mead will be coming out. I am going to try to run up to Winnipeg and grab some of the mead and bring it back with me.
Oh, sweet.
So we could try it too. But she definitely wants to come down to do the show. But if we can't do the show here, we can do it remote, right? We can get her on her phone or whatever, right?
Yeah, we can zoom
do that. I could tell her that. And we could just, you know, premiere it here and give her a lot of love. This is her first. She's brewing it at Devil May Care. She's part of that equation. So, and that'd be great. Brat Cat Mead. You can just look that up right on. You can find it on our Brew Brothers anywhere. Brat Cat. We'll be putting some more stuff out for her.
You know, that brings because on the mead thing. So a guy that I worked with, Tyler Mansky, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He's been doing these shorts for Happy Harry's, and they're fantastic.
Oh, nice. What is it?
Is he the really tall guy?
No, he's got a beard, but he's... I'll have to show you after the show. But yeah, he's the shorts that he's making are great. I told him that he should come on the show.
I think I know who this is, too.
I don't has glasses.
What is he making?
He makes videos for Happy Harry's because if he's the guy I'm thinking of, he does all the videos for Happy Harry's.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I don't know how he got into that at all because I worked with him selling furniture.
Is he pretty good at it or what?
I think he's friends with them.
Yeah. But
I always, this is the same person. I see him every now and then at Happy's. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah. I like his videos. They're fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Check it out. Yeah. Like I said, you know, and I you know, I think what we're trying to build here with our Brew Brothers brand, I think sometimes, you know, we got to step our marketing up, our promotion up, you know, get more out there, reach more people. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, different I think person. We should delve into that, too. There's nothing wrong with, you know, working on your videos or having something different, have something, you know, a little bit more, you know, this day and age. I mean, people just know what they want. People want more.
They want
you to be interactive with them.
And be more honest. Don't lie to them.
They want you to be honest about everything.
Yeah, they'll appreciate the honesty more than anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much how social media works these days. Just tell them the truth. You know,
everyone's so easy to find and sniff the bullshit left and right. Man, it's so easy to call it out for what it is now.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, look at all those kids over there. A lot of kids.
Yeah.
Well, I like the one leading them.
Yeah. That kid's pretty big. Yeah, totally.
There's a lot of kids walking through that with a whole patch.
Yeah. No, they're everywhere, man. They're just in here. The daycare's in here, right? Is it in here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Hope's.
Yeah.
Hope's daycare. They got a playground in the... Oh, that's on the other side of the building.
Oh,
there.
That's nice though. That's good for them.
Yeah, keep them busy. Keep them busy.
It keeps them going while the parents are working. That's
absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. You know, just our marketing and all that. You know, why not? I mean, people want to buy into something that they think that it's going to last too, right?
I need to get better at it. I'm just so busy. I have a lot of stuff saved. I haven't posted yet. I'm just so frazzled.
We both are busy. It's hard when you do it yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard because some days I'm like, I'm on it. Like, especially on my off days, I'm like all on post. And then when I'm off, I'm like a day like yesterday. Yesterday was my mom's birthday. Happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, happy birthday.
And yesterday is her birthday, and I didn't get to call her till like 5 in the evening. That's how busy I was at work. You're just busy all day. You know, so you don't get to. So I don't know how people do it, post all day.
Yeah,
like
I know.
10, 20 things a day. I don't know.
The only thing I
do
is I get shit faced at night, just start putting some dumb shit up on Facebook. I mean, that's pretty much all I do.
It's hard, right?
I can't find something to watch on TV.
Like it, so. Hope you like it, right? Hope you like it.
Well, next day I'll look at it, I'll be like, oh, damn it.
I don't know. For some reason on our Facebook, Brew Brothers, it kept. Some sexual stuff, some porno stuff kept popping up on there all the time.
I finally went there and I deleted it because I'm like, I don't know how the hell they got there.
I was like, Alan has to stop looking at porn on his phone because it's probably transferring to...
Goddamn struggle bus, man.
Pornhub or whatever. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? You know? One of us was looking at that. But anyway, it's just funny, though.
It's pretty hashtagging your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's not up and live yet. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody about it. Our OnlyFans, we'll get that up going soon. It's going to be OnlyFans Brew Brothers Undercover.
Yeah.
And, we're going to be doing a lot of...
Under the covers.
No, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff while we have beer in our hands.
Feed pics.
Yeah.
That's how we make the six figures.
Yeah, six figures right there. I'm going to be pouring beer all over, like, you know, a bunch of naked women, right?
Well, I already saw you pour it all over yourself.
Hey, that's hilarious, right? Hey, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking that day. I'll never do that again. Boy, did that beer burn when it hit my eyes, yo.
Praise be the beer gods. It burned so good.
I was like, I had my eyes closed. I'm like, oh, shit, this shit burned a little bit. I just didn't open my eyes. I went and got me a little wet towel. I was like, the fuck was I thinking? I am not doing it. How do these kids do this stuff for views, man? I ain't doing this for no views.
Yeah, licking toilet seats.
That's all. That's all I can think of too. Like when you're going to the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards and you get slime, like that's in your eyes. Like that's gotta suck.
That's crazy, man. I was just like, you know, I was just trying to have fun. You know, just crack a joke. Nope, joke's on you, Jack. damn it. And then, of course, I got, like, all kind of texts from my friends. I knew you like golden showers.
You
know, kind
of. R. Kelly fan.
I know. My friends are fucked up. I'm like, that sucks. Bro. I'm like, wow. Shout out to Coozer, man. You know Coozer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Coozer's hit me up. I knew you like golden showers. I'm like, what is that? Yeah, you know? Anyway, but yeah, I mean, it was good. Ate this chocolate stout, the birthday beer.
Oh, I smashed mine. It was delicious. It was phenomenal.
Oh, it tastes, very, very chocolatey.
This one I just cracked open is our candy pecan from the Gobble Gobble box.
Cool.
It's good.
Candy pecan?
Yep, candy pecan.
All right, candy
pecan. So,
that's good.
It's sorry, excuse me, guys.
Yeah, go for it.
It is a ale brewed with robust porter, provides subtle notes of roasted pecans, vanilla, caramel, and brown sugar.
Love it. Oh, they got dogs in here too, huh?
I guess.
You can bring a dog in here, huh?
Your show. Like, this place is never like this except for your show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Something about Fridays.
You guys don't have this excitement on your shows?
No, it's something about Fridays.
It's probably,
man.
Friday. They got dogs, kids, women.
We're talking about tacos.
Kids with big heads. All kinds of stuff. You know? Hey, Dale, there was this kid out there with a really big head. It was huge, bro.
He was probably going to fall over because of his weight.
Oh, no.
I know. He was cute, but he had a big head, though.
Yeah,
definitely off kilter.
He was going forward because he was leaning forward.
the backpack was the only thing that was sustaining his mobility.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to have that balance.
Yeah, Dale, you don't want part of this because you don't want to go to hell with us, okay, Dale?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
We're going to hell, Dale. We're talking about little kids with big heads.
Oh, no.
Not every kid is cute, Dale. Let me tell you that right now. There's parents out there talking about, oh, little Bobby is so cute. No, he's not.
Nope.
Benjamin
Button.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Yeah, it's a little fucked up.
Is that the truth?
I'd rather.
You said people want the truth, Alan.
They do want the truth, but I'm like, oh, God. These poor parents are going to be really pissed off.
Those damn Blue Brothers. When people read our Blue Brothers thing, nobody says Blue Brothers. They be like, Brothers. Blue Brothers? They don't know. It's Blue Brothers. We just spelled it with a U. U is the German way
for brew. Yep.
So people are like, what are y'all?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people are like, what are y'all?
That's why I picked them. Like, it's traditional. Yeah. And no one else has it.
Yeah, so they're like, just the Brew Bros, Brew Brothers. You know, I'm like, no, Brew Brothers. It's just, you know, we just changed the O and put a.
We did not use Ebonics to make it this way.
Yeah, you know, we just.
Yeah, we know how to spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, you know, You know, we're just, you know, just trying to have fun with it, you know?
Although we don't know if we have to have a comma in gobble gobble.
Yeah.
So I was really confused on that one.
Gobble gobble, all the beers, man. Gobble gobble.
Do I?
We should ask a couple of gobblers.
If Dale was here, he would have been able to tell us.
Yeah, right.
What's the comma needed?
Yeah, no, gobble
is there
gobble.
Gobble gobble, all the beers? Is there a comma needed between the gobbles?
I would say so. You got to have that little pause for emphasis.
There you go. All right. For
emphasize.
That's how well my brain kicked in.
Hey, in between this gobble is this comma girl, you know? Sorry, that's hilarious. I can't help it.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. Yeah, right?
Whatever. No, gobble.
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 Yeah, right.
That's too many pauses.
Too many pauses, yeah. You guys should say the comma, or you just make the comma. Come, you know, you make it like, you know.
Gobble, yeah. Gobble?
Gobble, gobble?
Question mark?
Yeah, question mark. We're going to hell anyway. Anyway, man, we got the Shiner 12-pack, the home for the holidays 12-pack. What are we drinking now?
Yeah, so out of the Gobble Gobble series, I cracked open number 6. It is the candy pecan. That vanilla, caramel, and toast pecan.
That is good.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Don't they sell that one by itself?
No, and it pisses me off because this is really freaking good.
So, you know what I want to do? I want to put this in
you can cook
one of those Traeger things and put it on a chicken, a smoked chicken.
Oh, nice.
And have that bubble into the skin.
I would do this for pork.
Yeah? Pork?
Just because I would think it would go the best.
Yeah,
that's really good. But chicken would be good with this, too, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, like a beer can
like,
chicken?
Yeah, like a beer up the butt, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be delicious. Just drain the beer out and pour this in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, let me see that one.
Yeah.
What's that one called again?
Candy pecan.
Candy pecan. I like this one.
Pecan, pecan.
Yeah, candied pecan. It's very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think it's amazing. Shiner, you're killing this with this. Don't they do this every year, the Home for the Holidays pack?
Every year, they usually do a Home for the Holidays pack, but every year they substitute one or three,
yeah,
and they switch them out.
Is there another one of those in there?
No, okay.
It's only one. It's one off.
That's the one thing that pisses me off,
man.
Yeah,
I like the fact
cooking that tonight because I think I got a chicken sitting in the fridge.
I like the fact that there's 12 different beers in there, but some of these deserve to be in their own goddamn. Yeah,
you can't even get these nowhere. You got to probably go to Shiner, right? Does Shiner have a brewery too, like a place you can go sit and eat?
Yeah, 100%. They have their own brewery.
I like to go there.
Yeah, you can go there and sample. You can go take a tour.
Don't they have one in Minneapolis?
Shiner?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different place then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Surly.
Oh, Surly. Yeah,
Surly is in Minneapolis, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I would say they have Red Cow and Red Chicken, which are restaurants owned by the same person, but one's chicken, one's beef, which are really good restaurants.
Red Chicken?
Red Chicken and Red Cow.
In Minneapolis?
Yep.
Restaurants?
Two different places. One's all chicken, one's all beef.
Pretty good or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They slap.
Red Chicken, Red Cow.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one in Minot that's like a rooster. That's really good.
Drunken Rooster.
Yeah, the Drunken Rooster. Yep. Yeah, that place is pretty good too.
They have really good pizza. I've had that. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I've been to the Rooster, and I've been to, is it Porterhouse or something like the Porter? Or the
something like that. Like
some steakhouse. I can't remember what it's called. It's really good, though.
I know there's a venue in Minot, too, around the Drunken Rooster in the basement or up top. They get a lot of actually pretty decent bands there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good beer. I mean, Shiner killed it with this Home for the Holidays, but the sucky part is that... you know, it's like just one-offs.
Yeah.
You know, we can't like enjoy another one of those good beers, right?
Right.
The candy pecan is delicious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really great.
Good. Yeah. That might have been the best one, actually, so far.
I might have saved the best for last, which is the cheer.
Holiday cheer?
Yep.
All right, let's try that. Yeah. Oh, we didn't try 12 beers. We just tried six, right?
Yeah, six. This will be seven.
What else is in there?
I got their... Bavarian style amber. I've got their golden ale. I've got their Cosmos, a reserve series style. I've got their Czech style, and I've got their winter frost, which is a Dortmunder style.
Nice. You said there's another stout in there?
Not a stout, but a winter warmer.
A winter warmer. Got you. Some nice beers in there.
Yeah.
Man. Some nice looks. Collection of everything.
Like I said, I went in the order of which we should drink them from lightest to darkest right now.
I like it. I like that idea.
Minus the ones we haven't cracked open yet.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. You enjoying this?
Oh, yeah.
Shiner Home for the Holidays pack? Is there other beer companies here, Alan, that do the Home for the Holidays, like have a bunch of different beers? And
no.
Packs? Just Shiner?
Yeah. They're the one. They're one of the few that do a variety pack of 12 different beers.
Wow, I love it.
And if you find other ones, there's like... Sierra Nevada does a couple, and so do a lot of other big breweries. But it's like if they do 12 packs, it's like twos, two, two, and two all the way around until they get to 12.
Yeah,
which is really cool. It's nice that they do like that many styles, like six different styles in variety packs, which is cool. It's just when you find them and you like them, it sucks when they don't only. They carry them only in the variety pack, not individually.
Yeah, Bit Paddle does that too sometimes. I hate that because they'll have that variety pack and they'll have that extra baked in it.
Yeah.
But they only have like one or two in there.
Yeah, and that's how they get you. They want you to buy more.
I want to buy the extra bait. I would buy a whole, like, you know, six pack of it or 12.
And that's how they're going to get you to drive there to go get it.
Yeah, that sucks. But I heard that they have it down in Minneapolis all the time. It's always down in Minneapolis.
That doesn't surprise me. I know we're getting some extra baked up here.
Oh, we are?
Yep, by itself.
By itself?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know, put a couple aside.
Oh, I know, sure.
Got that.
No, so God, yeah.
I love the extra baked. I don't know, it's just something about it. It's just made so well. It tastes great. It's
toasted vanilla.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so delicious. Toasted vanilla with nice chocolatey notes.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's
crazy. You know about the our buddy Anthony from the Black Brewers podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They got a beer dropping.
They're doing a collab with 56 Brewing.
Yeah, so it's called the Coco de Mar.
Yeah,
it's like it's a porter. It's with notes of vanilla and some coconut in it. So yeah, hopefully we'll get some of that.
I'm gonna have to give a little message out to Anthony. Like, hit us up with some of that coconut. That's so good.
I think it'll be good. I mean, I think that's their first little venture with 56 Brewing.
I think so too.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I like the idea of that. I mean, how long does a porter usually take to brew?
So something like that, probably like 2 to 3 weeks to brew.
3 weeks, that's not bad.
So, like, that lagers take, like, a month or two.
Right.
A month to 8 weeks to brew.
Right.
Beer, everything else is, like, a month to 6 weeks.
A month to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, not at all.
And so, a lot of people don't know. So, a month to 6 weeks. So, after the beer is ready,
yeah.
How do they get the beer ready? Like, of course, they put it in cans. A lot of people don't know the process.
So they throw everything in the wort, and yep. They throw all the malts in there. They throw what they want to do in for the grains,
right?
Which is their malt. Then they throw their yeast in there,
right?
Then they throw the hops in what they want to do. And then after everything's done, they transfer everything from that to secondary yep. fermentation.
Yep.
And that's when they throw in like their if they want to do like a double dry hop, they throw more in there,
right?
And they throw. Either they throw in more hops. If they're doing an IPA, they throw in more hops every X amount. Throughout a whole hour or so, they throw in like on the dot, like 15 minutes here, 15 minutes after that, 15, right. 15, 15.
Right.
Or if they're doing a porter, they'll let it run the traditional way through the secondary. They'll let it run from wort to secondary. And then they'll throw in like whatever adjunct they want in the secondary to right. get it more flavor to come out.
Right.
And then... they'll set it to the bright tanks where it just sits there and ferments and everything like that.
Nice.
So that's how that works. And then once that's done, they just transfer over to the tanks where they want to have them go into the kegs and packages right. and everything like that.
Right. Yeah, or canning or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. No, people don't know the process. I would suggest that anybody who hasn't been to a brewery to see the process of the way beer is made,
yeah.
certain beers, you should take trips. Most breweries have tours.
Yeah, and yeah. like Fargo Brewing does theirs, I think, once a month. I think either the first of the month or the end of the month. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and you could probably just call and find out when they do the tours.
If you're in the area, call, set up an appointment, and... yeah, they'll do the same thing.
Yeah. How about in town here? They don't do that, right? Half Brothers?
They do sporadically. They do yeah.
They probably do tours for friends, right?
Yeah.
They probably do tours for some friends and stuff like that. Cool. I would guess that. I guess if we wanted a tour of a facility, they would do a tour.
Yeah, all you have to do is call and just ask. And same with my friends up at Revelation. Yeah. I can talk with Brian or Austin or all them.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
All we have to do is just show up on a Saturday or even during the week, and they'll just take us on a tour and walk through the brewery.
Yeah, we should do that.
See how the process works, and we'll get to sample there and drink some beers.
Yeah, hang out. We should do that. We haven't gone to... I don't know if we've gone to Revelation together yet.
No. Nope.
We should do that. Yeah,
they're a lot of fun. Those guys are fucking a great group of guys.
I know they are. You know what? It's crazy. It's almost like every time I go somewhere, I run into them all the time.
Yeah, they're always.
I was in Minneapolis not too long ago, and I ran into them at Lakes Legend.
Yep,
it was pretty cool. Yeah, so I mean, awesome people. Revelation makes great beer. I mean, they've been pumping out their beer lately a lot.
Yep, yeah. They just got done doing a blackberry pineapple smoothie sour.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
They did their. Dad's Chance or Choice. I don't remember the name, honestly.
I think it was Dad's Choice, I think, yeah.
And it's a collaboration with a comedian.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've seen that.
And then they did Moon Mission. It's a light, hazy IPA. And Seeking Green's a double Imperial IPA.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really cool.
They didn't make anything dark this year.
Not yet. Besides their peanut butter.
Yeah, of course. The peanut butter is a classic. Yeah. Man. You know, you
get the crack of the can is beautiful.
I was actually going to show you this to you because I had a few of these in my case of Busch Light. Look at that can.
It's crinkly because that's how that actually happens more often than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought that only happened to like Trulies and stuff.
Nope.
It's like they didn't fill it all the way. It feels
like that, but some cans come a little deflated.
Yeah, I mean, it might have taken a bad spill or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Yeah.
So it's still okay to drink, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can still drink.
I just got to go back and ask for, 10 cents of my money back.
Yeah, that's all. Say, hey, this can came like this. I like to change it.
Quit ripping me off here.
Yeah, just take it out. Just take one out of that
like
box.
It's like throwing a nickel in a dime bag.
So is that the hunting season beer?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nickel and a dime bag?
Nickel and dime bag. It's hilarious.
Like, you don't think I didn't see them pennies in there?
Paul is slick, man. You guys, you don't understand how slick Paul is, guys. He's like, uh, he's He probably should have been black, yeah.
I'm guessing. I've just been told I'm black from the waist down.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Paul, yeah, you know, Paul, you know. Yes. In podcast news, the Brew Brothers podcast has been canceled on all streaming platforms.
Paul Konelka is missing.
Paul Konelka is now missing. He is definitely missing. We don't know where he is. From the waist down, he's missing also.
At least I got the benefit of you guys dropping my last name and nobody knows how to spell it.
I know, right? Hey, I don't get it, man. Don't worry. My last name is Shell, like the gas station. People always put a C in it. I don't know why. So I'm like, why are you putting...
Shield
on a shell. It's the weirdest thing, man, you know? It's funny, too, because some people would be like, hey, Shield. I'm like, who the hell is Shield?
Mine is literally consonant and vowels. It's like the easiest thing to say.
Krenica,
right? Yeah, if you actually look at it and you pronounce it. And people are always, Krenica?
They just like, mess it up, right?
Hey, there's no I in there. What are you talking about?
That's how it is. People just mess up names. My name is Shannon.
I even got Kernoshka.
I've been called Shane, Sean, which is funny, which is my brother's names. I've never get called my name. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah.
But I got to get Boogie in here pretty soon. I got to go get my kid to school.
You got a Boogie? Well, I guess we're going to Boogie after this last beer.
We got one more, I swear.
But the holiday beer. The holiday beer is the last beer.
Oh, yeah. No, I grabbed one more.
Yeah, I'm good. I grabbed one more.
So out of the Gobble Gobble box, we have five left. We cracked open this one. It's Shiner Cheer. Save the best for last, honestly.
Yeah. Best for last. Shiner Cheer.
They're all good, but this is by far my favorite.
Or if I can get a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. It's been a day.
Hold on.
Dale just shows up thinking he's going to get free beer now.
Oh, yeah. Dale, man, Dale.
So this is...
We're going to change Dale's name to Mr. Lager. He likes lagers. He's Mr. Lager.
Mr. Lager.
Yeah, Dale Lager.
So
we can make him look like a lager, you know, like with an axe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dale Lager.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
So this beer every year changes because it depends on the peaches of... the season.
Okay.
How they're brewed. Not brewed, but how well the harvest is for peaches every year.
Oh, peaches.
Millions of peaches.
So this is...
Peaches for free.
Yeah.
Millions of peaches. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
It smells really good.
Yeah. It actually tastes like peaches. Yeah. It's delicious.
This is peaches and pecans toasted with a light...
Peaches and pecans
toasted. ...body with like caramel vanilla spices.
See that? Yeah, that's just tasty.
Yeah, right? It's freaking amazing.
By the way, that's... what is it? Dale, Presidents of the United States of America. Yeah. Is that the name of the band?
Yeah.
This is awesome. Beer,
KJ 108. KJ plays them. Millions of peaches.
Shiner Holiday.
This is delicious.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
Actually, I think I'm going to do this for the chicken.
And every year this beer changes because of the peaches, but this is fully one of the best things that Shiner makes that I think is...
I'm gonna put this.
You think you buy it in this, right?
No, that comes in 12 packs by itself.
It's because 12 packs?
It's that good. It comes in its own 12 pack.
I'm gonna put this on the Traeger, and you know, cook this inside the chicken.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna use cherry pellets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really got this. You got a thing going on. You should bring some chicken in so we can taste it.
It's gonna be gone. You know that.
Or just call me up. I'll come have some. Whatever. Okay. You know, whatever.
Good stuff. I can vouch for it.
I can smell when the bottle opens. You can smell the peaches right away.
Yeah, you smell the peaches and the pecans. It's really actually tasty.
Yeah.
Man, Shiner's killing it. The Home for the Holidays package is like just nuts.
You have some of this peaches and cream when I get home.
Yeah, peaches and cream.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that 112 song.
112. You got P. Diddy in the background. Take that, take that. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, we didn't know he was saying take that to Cassie, right, in the background.
He got her with some smooth moves. He just danced his way around her.
I know, right? Take that. Bad boy. Bad boy, baby.
It's Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life. That's a classic song, right?
Oh, God, it is.
My favorite line in that song is when he says, who cares if I don't write rhymes? I write checks. I love that line. That's like,
you know what's hilarious? So that video he had, the one that was like really made him famous. You know, he's on that motorcycle going down the road.
Every breath you take.
Yeah. So he crashed on that motorcycle.
Yeah.
He was supposed to just go by the camera.
Yeah.
He literally actually crashed.
Yeah, he crashed. He actually crashed. And he kept it. It worked perfectly. He actually really crashed. No, that's actually a classic video. And that's a classic. You know, it seems like yesterday we used to lock the flow. Remember that? Oh, I love that.
So besides that, when you're seeing the other one that made me think of this before that, 112 with Faith Evans, was off his song, off the Hurricane album with Number One.
Yeah.
One.
That's
number
a,
one.
That is a classic.
If you guys want to get a case of this, I got five on it.
You got five. Oh, Paul's on a roll today, guys. Paul is in his bag today. He's just firing shots all over the place. Paul is like, he's like hip hop royalty.
Dude, I love it.
From the waist down. Yeah, totally. Oh, man.
In the words of Busta Rhymes, put your hands where my eyes can see.
I know, right? Man, this Shiner holiday beer is amazing.
This be getting us all of our freak on.
Oh, man.
God, we got to end this.
We're all going to hell, yo. We're going to hell. So episode 14.
Gobble, gobble all the beers.
Gobble, gobble all the beers. All the Shiner beers. We did all exclusive Shiner stuff today. We had all this. We had a Shiner pack 12. We had the candy pecan, the Kolsch, the Hefeweizen, the Dunkelweizen, the birthday beer, the homespun. What's the other one there? The Hefe.
The Shiner Cheer.
Shiner Cheer. What else is inside that?
The other ones you're gonna want to enjoy too, which are really good.
Yeah.
Are the Bavarian Amber.
Oh, that must be good.
The Golden Ale, which is just a nice, easy drink as well.
Yep, Golden Ale.
The Cosmos, which I'm not sure. It's a reserve series, so that could be that's a gamble beer.
It's a gamble beer.
But it's always good.
Yeah.
Their traditional Czech style Pilsner, which is always fantastic because they abide by the traditional Czech rules. And their Dortmunder, which is a winter fest style beer. So it's got a little bit of a allspice, Christmas, ginger, cinnamon feel.
Oh, I like that.
But it's a nice, light, heavier body, robust flavors as well.
Right.
But it's that Christmas feel, so it makes you feel warmer on the inside.
I like it. You know what?
But Shiner's just, this 12-pack from Shiner has just smashed all of it.
Yeah, I say just buy the 12-pack. You're going to get something in there that you really like.
And on top of buying the 12-pack, go buy a goddamn 12-pack of Shiner Cheer by themselves. The holiday cheer. Amazing.
Yeah, Shiner Holiday Cheer has peaches and pecans in it. It's probably the best beer that we had here today, right?
There wasn't one in there I didn't like.
Yeah, it was all pretty tasty.
And all 12 packs from them, cans or bottles at Happy Harry's, are on sale right now permanently. So
awesome.
Right now, probably $14, $12 to $14 for a 12 pack of anything they have.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think
they got the best deal out there.
We'll take that royalty money for promoting you anytime. You know,
pay us. Don't forget December 8th at JL Beers. You're going to have a Shiner Tap takeover.
Yeah, I got December 8th. I got Michael Maxwell from Shiner Brewing coming up here. He's going to have some swag. He's going to be talking with everyone about Shiner beers, how the brewery is, how old we are.
Awesome.
Nice.
He's just great. He's an awesome person in general. Nice.
Has he been here before?
He's been up here in the market before, but I've always had bad luck with timing. So this will be the first time I've actually gotten to do a full event with him.
That's awesome.
Is he going to come on the show?
I'd like to. I'd like to come on the show.
I mean, we can accommodate his schedule. We can come in and record.
Is that a Friday for us or no?
It's not. We're the first.
Oh,
our next episode is the first.
You know what? I'm gonna take off the 8th.
If you want to do two back-to-back episodes.
Why not? Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
Get him on.
Make sure
you give him a call and say, hey, man, we have a podcast.
So the nice thing is he'll be up here the day before in the market with me working the area. So we're going to be working the whole Grand Forks, East Grand Forks market.
Nice.
To put more Shiner beer on tap, which they deserve to be on tap. They have good stuff.
What does Parrots K have on tap for Shiner?
Nothing right now because I've only got their Bock and I'm ordering more stuff so I can give Parrots K more of their Shiner beers.
Can we get some of this?
You're going to get Shiner
Candy pecan on?
So the K will get a kegs of Shiner Cheer, salt and lime Weiss.
Salt and lime, yeah.
Nice. A couple other beers from them.
No, the candy pecan and the holiday beer.
Yeah. They're money.
Primo, right? Yep. They're primo. Yep. They're primo.
Yeah.
Well, yo, this is episode 14, Brew Brothers Podcast. I'm Shannon Shell. That's Alan Kirkaby.
Beer Kraken, otherwise known as.
Yep, that's Paul, producer. Producer Dale is in the building. You know, you can find us anywhere on social media, Brew Brothers, BRU, BRUTHAS. You can find us anywhere, anytime. Just give us a shout, hit us up. You know, we trade stickers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, we got it, all right? We really appreciate everybody listening to our show.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
You going to take us out, Paul?
Yeah.
Somebody taking us out?
I got you.
All right, Brew Brothers, man. Beer cracking. Super nice guy. We're out, man.
Peace.
Later.